Thank you for being part of that discussion in your groups. And now we've got the opportunity to go deeper with three people who've agreed to answer some of those questions for all of us. Answer some of these questions for themselves and let us all listen. So the first thing I'd like to start with is, for each of you, can you give us some sense of whether you would use the identifier of Christian, and if you do, what you mean when you say that, and if not, if there's another way you describe your faith identity?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with Christian, in the same way I'm comfortable with woman, and in the same way I'm comfortable with white. The diversity of experience, I think, is pretty broad. I don't identify as woman in the same way that Beyonce identifies as woman, and I don't identify in Christian in the same way as some of my cousins in Oklahoma do. What it means to me is to follow Christ and to be a part of a community. I think both of those aspects are really important for me.
I'm also comfortable with the Christian term. I think whenever you say that to a normal person outside of our experience, you say it and you can feel this kind of thunder go around the world and come back. And because when you say that, instantly you bring up a whole historical, cultural, everything. And depending who you're talking to, they kind of have to register, and then they want to find out what kind you are. But when you say that term, you have to take on all of that stuff that's going in that person's head and own it for good and bad. And what it means to me is, which we're probably going to get into later, when you're being brought up in the church, you're indoctrinated in a healthy way. But then the struggle is to kind of define what you really mean by Christian and what it means for you. But I'm very comfortable with that term most of the time.
I think I fear the term. I'm happy to tick the box Christian when the census comes around. So I identify myself as Christian, but I fear the label that what that implies, whatever Christian means in my own self, a follower of Christ, belief in God, that's a given for me. How other people see me and judge me, I think from what other people would say about me, they would say I was religious. I don't think they'd necessarily say I was Christian. That's come up through work and different situations where somehow I'm identified as being religious. But I do fear putting a little badge on myself saying I'm Christian, because I think I just fear all the baggage that comes with that.
Mm. Yeah. Keep holding the microphone. You can start the next one.
Sorry, can I just add something? So recently I was introducing a friend to another friend, one of whom is someone I know through church, one of them is through work. The person at work knows that I'm a Christian, and she was asking how we knew each other, and I said basketball, because I wasn't prepared to label her with all of the baggage. I didn't want, you know, Tony knows me and is comfortable with me, and I'm happy for her to judge me on who I am, but I didn't want her to judge my friend on the label of Christian. Mm. I was quite comfortable with basketball.
Actually, also, I should have been called Peter. Not that way, but Peter, because when you get that question, thinking about it now, I say, oh, are you Christian? Oh, I am. The way I answer it, I am, but yeah. I'm not a headbanger, I'm not a diggity, all that stuff. So, but I should have been called Peter. I'm glad that's
good. You've got to hang on to it. I just realised, as you come past, if you can just give your name, because I'm not sure that everyone here knows you. So just...
Graham.
Yeah. Sorry, we've got Graham, Andrew and Elise, if you don't know everyone's names here. Can you give us some background to how you've come into identifying as a Christian, and if you can cast yourself back to an earlier self, what was it that attracted you to this faith when you came into it, either if you've grown up in it and you took it on, or if you came into it, where did you come to and what was the attraction?
Really quickly. very much brought up in a faith-based home, Christian home, particularly through my mother. I think one profound moment with Dad in the car, "Oh, Dad, what do you believe?" And the response was, "Well, you've got to believe in something." But Mum was probably the driving force of faith. That's right. And so very much brought up in the church, in the Kensington Methodist Church. You know, wasn't allowed to play football on Sundays. I was allowed to train, just wasn't allowed to play because Sunday school on Sundays. And I think God honoured that later in life when I did turn out to be an amazing football player. Yeah, that's right. Oh, look, I was really, you know, I used to do my scripture union notes, and you know, I was used to pray, and as at a young age, and it got to about 14, and then it all sort of went out the window. Between about 14 and 20, it took a year off and travelled, and hit a really interesting time in life after 2 years at uni, and then a year off, just backpacking and working and travelling, and praying every night. No matter what inebriated state I was in, I'd still find time to talk to God. Walking around the Chester, which is a little city in England, walled city, and there was a thing on the wall that said, "The fear of the Lord is a source of life," and that little passage stuck in my mind. It's when I came back, and then a whole chain of events happened, and I finished up at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, And that's when I got really serious about my faith.
Do you remember what it was that attracted you to that?
Yeah, look, at the time I think it was a sense of purpose was probably the driving point, a sense of purpose in life. That was probably a sense of belonging and purpose would be the two things I think that were going on for me at that time. We'll talk about it after. But once I'd made that commitment, then it was full on. It was sort of it was a very full on commitment. So that meant being a deacon at Mount Pleasant Baptist. That meant being on the youth group. It meant being in Boys Brigade. It meant being the state treasurer of the Boys Brigade. It meant being on the missionary committee, somewhere, you know, probably small group in there somewhere, and so on and so on and so on. Yeah.
Also being brought up in the church, it's just what you did. You weren't allowed to say no, I guess, which is a good thing. It's that I have this in my head, this word of healthy indoctrination, and it was healthy that it was being indoctrinated. You were just expected to do it. And then when you get baptised, I think in the Church of Christ, 12, you're allowed to be baptized, and it was just just the age you did it. It's interesting because, as you know, in our family, we have someone that kind of puts our history out there in the public sphere, with a little bit of BS and stuff around it. But it's interesting in the recent output that the story of our church experience, but hearing the story that we've always been in church, it's been a part of our DNA and our culture, all that, but the way that my parents stumbled into church was kind of, which is difficult to say, but bordered on a miraculous experience. So that's a thing that we've had to process, and I've had to process, and haven't had the conversation properly, but it's a thing that our parents have never talked about, so now we have to deal with that. Not just we've always been Christian because that's what we've always done, but there was this event which had some extra, if you have to use the word, supernatural stuff around it, and you don't have to, you can see it in different ways. But when Dad had the accident, and we were supposed to be on a trajectory that was going nowhere near church, so I'm now processing that. And at 45, I'm still having this journey of what do I really believe, and trying to extradite myself from my from my childhood, which is interesting, and that's a thing for me, but it's still a two steps forward, one step back. But for me, at the end of the day, I have this picture of, through all of this stuff, I can feel this string. When I'm feeling very thick or very thin, I can feel this piece of string, and that for me is my connection to God. And sometimes it's very subtle, and sometimes it's barely there, but I just feel this God thread. I don't know where I went.
So I didn't grow up in church, and in fact my mum is growing up was pretty angry with the church. She grew up in a small country town and had the very judgmental, unhelpful church community around her when she was a child, and when her mum got sick, felt very let down by that community and just judged by it. So that was the discourse I grew up with. My dad's an alcoholic and has gone in and out of AA, and so has had that kind of AA spirituality that isn't as trendy these days, but certainly in the 80s there was a strong spiritual factor to AA. And so I couldn't speak for where he sits in the spectrum. And then when I was 18, I had the full-on Christian conversion experience in Oklahoma in a tabernacle with, thousands of people around me, which was very disconcerting. And then went off on the rest of my holiday around America with my parents and my grandparents. So then when I came home, was asked, invited to play basketball by a Christian friend, someone who I'd known for a very long time, and who's a bit of a pain in the ass actually, but there were some good-looking guys at that church and in the basketball club, so it was all worth it. At 18 or 19 or whatever I was. And kind of grew in my faith from there. And I think, I can relate to what Paul says about that idea of when I first kind of identified as Christian, I certainly wasn't the same person as I am now. But I think there were some things that happened in that time. There were things that I learned about myself. And there's things that I did. Like, I was so brave and fearless and confident. I miss that. I miss the confidence, and I miss just that being like, yeah, this is what I should do because God's telling me. It's like, wow, that would be amazing if I could have that sense, and I don't have that anymore. So although who I was then is a very different Christian to who I am now, I miss her. And I miss that faith. But I think, like Andrew, there's that sense of I wasn't less of a Christian then, and I'm not less of a Christian now. I'm growing in my relationship in the same way. I'm not less of a wife now than I... Yeah, I've got past the handsome guy phase. Which is why I'm at this church. So I guess there's that sense that I'm still in knowing God.
Can you talk a bit, each of you, about how your reasons for being Christian have changed over your adult life?
I think when I was 19, I came back to Perth, I was in the Salvation Army. Very much soap, salvation, service-directed Christianity, which was great for me. Use them or lose them. I was already in that headspace of wanting to change the world, and that that gave me a way to do it. And I'm really proud of the things that I did in that time and the relationships I had, and the way we served the community at that point. I think these days I'm more tired, and I have, I still do service, but it's much more, I'm much less about having to do it to prove my faith, and much more doing it to work out if it helps me learn about God. And sometimes that means not doing it, and sometimes that means sitting back and resting and being okay with that, which I'm not always.
What was the question?
How's your reasons for being a Christian change?
So now I think my reasons for being a Christian sometimes are habit and ritual and relationships here. I come because the people I love are here, and it's important to me that my children come. So the reasons that I'm here aren't always about learning about God. Sometimes they're just about this is what we do on a Sunday morning. And I'm okay with that too, but I worry sometimes that it's getting habitual.
Well, after a life of habit and ritual and expectation, that still sits in your mind somewhere. But for me, I've tried to throw it all off. And personally, I really struggle with church. I don't enjoy church. I enjoy here, and I have to come here. But church, we've tried a few different brands and styles, and I really can't do it anymore. Like I'm so far back in the row, which is kind of why we came back here, and that's another conversation. But I just feel I'm compelled to come, and some of that is habitual, and some of it in your psyche. But there's that string just keeps pulling me. And for someone who's cynical, someone who sometimes feels like an imposter in this game, and doing it partially for a living is very troubling at times, but it's also a gift. And I think for me, when I am in certain situations and I'm always uncomfortable and feel like an imposter and all that starts up, that's when God quietly gives me the gift of, see, I told you so, or if you hadn't have done this, this wouldn't have happened. And for me, I'm always looking for the slight profound in things. After a life of service and all that kind of stuff, and being a submarine at times, it's those small moments of profoundness that just keep me engaged. And it happens here every time I come. So.
Yeah. It's a bit hard question to answer because it's not really so much a reason why I'm a Christian. It's a bit like Andrew's just said. It's more you choose, okay, well, I'll just move on, or do I stay in this relationship? And the thought of life without God is just not in my consciousness. How that works out in how I feel, what I am, and there's been a big sort of change in my life in recent times where I think I set out in, you know, to be a high achiever Christian, and saw myself demonstrating that in the things I did, you know, service kind of way, and now I'm just on the doorstep of 59, so just not quite at the 60 yet, so But I just kind of want to sit up in the back row there and be able to, you know, pass comments about, whatever, about, you know, kids are running amok or something, or, you know, would never have happened in my day. we ahead of your time, Andrew. We would at least have them in that room there, and we'd have a roster. Please don't take that the wrong way. I think kids just bring so much life, and it's great. And it really doesn't bother me. But I just think being able to have moved on to that sort of senior years where you can sit back and be pretty cranky. So for me, the journey at the moment is about not so much what's in my heart, but what is in my head, but it's what's in my heart. And yeah, I too struggle with church. I struggle with community, but that's a struggle within me. Not a struggle, you know, the community is wonderful, but it's a struggle of how I relate to the rest of the world as me, not through what I do. And part of that, I think, is just getting old and you run out of energy and... yeah. No, you're... So much... it's a much more personal sort of journey as to who I am as a person, and not defined through my work, not defined through my title, not defined through all the committees I'm on, or I'm this or I'm that. It's just who I am, and that's a journey which is sort of ongoing. And that's me. Yeah. But God's in the mix there somewhere.
Yeah. Let Andrew start the next one. You've all talked a little bit about choosing not to have no faith identity. I'm wondering if you've ever considered other religious identities, and if so, if you can talk a bit about that and why out of that mix you've chosen Christian as your religious faith identity, not Buddhist or Muslim or any others.
No, I haven't. My mother would be very disappointed if I did. I've always liked the image, I think, others have used it, but Richard brought it up, where you can dig 20 wells, which are about a metre deep. And I've had friends and a lot of people that dig about 20 to 30 wells, and they'll get so far. But for me, the image of saying, okay, I'm just going to keep digging this well and getting 50 feet and then 100 feet and through your lifetime, and that's a very... It's difficult at times, and there's lots of reasons for that, but the idea of remaining a Christian with all of that stuff that we've talked about and sitting with it and dealing with it and moving through it and finding wisdom in all the good and the bad and the confusing and stuff and staying in that well. So I've never really not seriously considered other ideas. I'm still in the well.
I think when I was at uni, I did sustainable development, and there was one lecturer, Tyson Smirking, who he kind of identified as white witch, and somehow in the sustainable development unit there was an exploration of spirituality, which is probably the closest I've ever come. But I think I was still very much in that shiny new Christian phase and didn't really consider anything else. Yeah, I guess I can relate to what Andrew says in the sense that if I'm feeling like I'm not connecting with God, then the fault is in me, not in God. Like that's part of the walk, and that's part of any relationship. That's part of learning how to live in the world, and so it's about sitting with that and feeling okay about that. And the things that hold me to the faith, I think, are some are still the new shiny Christian things of grace and the astonishingness of grace. And it's really such a overwhelming concept that I am accepted and loved and made whole each time. And... probably there's just some cultural context stuff there.
Likewise, I never sort of tried to be a Buddhist or Hindu or did get a little bit into the charismatic side of things in my very early enthusiastic early 20s. Didn't really get too far into it. But one little silly story. We were in Kyoto and we went to a temple, and the person going around said they put these little prayer flags and they blow in the wind or something. And they said that young people don't sort of have the faith that their parents maybe had, and you know times were changing, except around exam time. then the thing was full, you know. So I thought, yeah, it's interesting, yeah. But, yeah.
I'm interested, this is my last question. I'm interested that I don't think any of you have used the word Jesus in talking about being Christian. And I'm wondering if you can just finish out by telling us whether it's a different thing to be a Christian and a follower of Jesus for you, or how that's connected, and where the Jesus story, the Jesus person, fits into your sense of being Christian.
Yeah, well, Jesus, for me, Jesus is the sort of human form of God. So, yeah, whether I'm praying to God the Father, or whether I'm talking to Jesus, or, you know, whether the Holy Spirit's in that mix as well, it's that. But in the person of Jesus, yeah, that's to be truthful, Jesus confuses me, and I and we talk about the teaching of Jesus, but I'm just longing for the day I can ask him what he really meant, how he really would have liked that to translate out. But I think for me, fundamentally, at the heart of what we're about, it's really about love and just how that works itself out. So, yeah, I think you can sort of overthink it sometimes. Yeah. And I think it's my experience is that just a tiny bit of love can go a long, long way. Yeah.
There's a part of me that, even as a young person, I was fatigued with people's obsession with Jesus Christ. And even now, when you go to another church, or in my role at school, you deal with different churches, and the person drops the J word in every... There's a small part of me that keeps recoiling. However, as an adult, the idea and the reality of Jesus becomes more important. So on one hand, there's a part of me that is tired of hearing Jesus like a figure, like a rock star, that kind of thing. But there's a part of me as an adult where Jesus has become much more important and complex and profound.
I think because I didn't grow up in the church and was really kept very ignorant of anything biblical, there's a lot I'm still learning now. And who Jesus is one of those. I'm not uncomfortable with who Jesus is. I think I struggle with where that sits in the context of the wider Bible. That's the stuff that I struggle with. I enjoy reading about Jesus, but I guess I don't have that same level of rock star indoctrination. He's part of it. He sits in the Bible. There's lots of questions I have about the Bible.
Is there anything else any of you would like to say that I haven't asked you the right question for you to get out? About your connection, what holds you here, what gives meaning to you, anything like that?
I just think this mob are profound. I think if there's anything... If there's anything I want to teach my children, it's about churches, these people, and it's not the place. It's the moments between people and the moments within the space, not where we are.